Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
My Crazy Family. It's the brand new podcast that we have officially launched that you can now subscribe to, and you can now share your crazy family stories to as well. You're about to hear a 15-minute preview of My Crazy Family. While you're listening, be sure to search My Crazy Family on Apple Podcasts or wherever you download podcasts and press subscribe. Brand new episodes every single Monday and Wednesday of each week, jam-packed with crazy family stories that may make you and your family feel quite normal, or maybe not. Search My Crazy Family wherever you download podcasts, press subscribe, and then share your crazy family story as well. Enjoy this 15-minute preview of the My Crazy Family podcast. You know, every time you're in a relationship, your partner, after a while, they have their things. Some things that may annoy you a little bit, but usually doesn't go too far over the line.
I've had a dog that chewed his feet before, mm-hmm. but never a husband.
A partner that literally feasts on their feet. That's today on My Crazy Family. Oh, where is that? Why is that intro there? Oh, well, I'll paste it here. Hang on.
My crazy.
Crazy.
Family.
Family.
My
crazy.
Family.
Yeah. Feasting on feet. That's an interesting one. If you like the show, be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. And leave us a review there on Apple Podcasts. In fact, we will definitely make it worth your while, won't we?
Yes, we will. We are entering people in to win a $500 Amazon gift card. All we need you to do is leave us a review, screenshot that review, and send it to contest@crazyfampod.com. And we're going to enter you into a drawing to win a $500 Amazon gift card.
That easy. Just leave that review. Send me the screenshot. contest@crazyfampod.com. You can write in your story at crazyfampod.com. The form's right there. Just send it in anonymously, or you can call your story in 833-CRAY-FAM, 833-272-9326. Leave it completely anonymous. And we have just created our Facebook page and our group page for discussing your crazy family stories. So we'd love for you to even share them there. And we may even use them on the show if you post them there. Just search My Crazy Family or My Crazy Family Group on Facebook and join us in that private area where we all kind of discuss this stuff. If you like the show, it's really kind of a must-have addition to everything that we got going on here. So search My Crazy Family Group on Facebook and join us over there. And share your craziness. We'd love to hear it. Tony and Stacey Cole with you on today's episode of the program. And I'm on cup number one, actually, of coffee, which I'm kind of proud of myself for.
That's awesome. Tell us more.
Well, no, I've been doing caffeine a lot. I go on these things of like caffeine for a while and then like no caffeine. And so I'm pulling off caffeine, but I'm replacing it with fresh juice. which is good for you. A lot of times tastes kind of like the earth or dirt, if you will, depending on what you're putting in it. Very strong, but very good for you. I don't know. I'm trying to lose weight in some way, shape, or form. So I'm doing a lot of just drinking juice during the day and just trying to eat better and I don't know, cut the caffeine, the bad things back, if you will. So
I can't do it. I'm on my second cup of coffee today, and I think it was Sunday. So a couple days ago, I didn't have any coffee, and I don't think people wanted to be around me.
Yeah.
It was not good.
Well, the trick to it is you can go down to one cup of coffee. You notice I didn't say the ounces of the cup of coffee.
Oh.
So you know, I have a 54-ounce big gulp of coffee going on here, which makes up for about a pot and a half. So we'll be, it's still one cup though. That's how I'm going to, I'm kidding.
It's all about size, isn't it?
It is just an 8-ounce cup of coffee, so I'm good. But lots of craziness in today's episode of the program. I'm interested to hear about the man that literally eats his feet, which I think I have some relatable content to that. Not from anything I do, but from what I've witnessed over life in my lifetime. Nothing that's currently in my world or anything, but there were some gross moments that I've witnessed over my 40 some years. So we'll go to that. But a woman who overheard her husband talking to his mom on the phone and like mocking his wife. Is that right?
Yeah. All right. It goes like this. Yesterday, I overheard my husband on the phone talking to his mother. I heard him say sarcastically, "Yeah, I guess we're on a vegan diet now," which we're not. I'm cooking lots of vegetarian dishes. And I've simply cut a lot of meat out of our meals, but we're not vegetarian. And then he said, while laughing, "No, I have no idea why." So you can just imagine what was on the other end of that phone call, which isn't true, by the way. Our daughter and I were right there next to him when we discussed it as a family that this was a good idea. He never expressed anything negative about it. In fact, he was all for the change for health reasons. So why would he try to make me sound like some kind of crazy food dictator or a weirdo? I'm absolutely hurt and a bit angry, and I don't understand. Does he routinely mock me or make fun of me to his entire family? Is this something he does behind my back and I have no idea? Do all men do this? Do I confront him? I think this may be retaliation for me not managing his cholesterol levels as I work in the medical field. He went to the doctor recently, had labs drawn, and he found out that his cholesterol is high, and he came home and thrust his lab worksheet in my face while he just stood there. I asked him what he wanted me to do with the lab work, and he reiterated that it is his lab work, and he has to know what it is, what it means, what to do about it. Well, I'm not his mommy, his doctor, or his therapist. I think he feels that since I'm a medical professional, that somehow I am responsible for these high levels since I do all of the cooking. I will not do this. I have enough to do.
He sounds very codependent, including onto his mom and her, where it sounds like he's still kind of a little boy in a lot of ways, but not in a cute way, but more so like in a, you should have grown the fuck up and learned that you're an adult too. And you're the one in charge of yourself. It's no one else's job to lower your cholesterol other than you. And it sounds like the wife is already working on that with the vegetables and stuff, but you're going to complain about that to your other person you're codependent on, which is your mom.
Yeah.
So when you're sitting there and number one, it's not healthy. It's not healthy to go back and forth to your mom and complain and things like that. Do all guys do that? No. Do people that are very codependent and insecure and have this sort of personality do it? Yeah. Are there a lot of those people out there? Yeah. I'd say it's probably the minority that doesn't act in this sort of behavior. I'd say probably the majority have this sort of behavior, and it's learned, and it's probably what they saw growing up, and this is normal to them. So they have to somehow learn that they need to change their ways, which is not always the easiest thing in the world to do with people.
Well, we talk a lot about mother-in-laws too, and I just wonder if there's some dynamic that the mother-in-law just brings this out in her son, because it seemed like he might have been on board for this until he got to talking to his mom.
And then it's like, yeah, we're probably all doing the vegan diet. Oh, is she ever going to cook you good food? Is she ever going to do the, and that sort of thing is what's going on, because there's that weird dynamic sometimes with mothers and sons where the wife will never be good enough for the son. And and the mom will take every opportunity that she can, not to necessarily undermine the marriage, but to narcissistically point out how much better that woman believes she is than who they found. And no one's going to fit that fucking mold, according to mom. Mom will always have issues with whoever the fuck you're with. But it's a matter of being the grown-up and not engaging in those conversations and not bringing them to the table either. If you're like actively bringing mom, you know, basically kelp for the sharks to feed on.
Yeah.
The sharks are going to feed on it. You have to have boundaries on what you do and don't discuss with your mom. And if your mom makes some sort of snarky fucking comment about your wife, it's your job now to stand up for her.
Shut that down.
Yeah. I mean, unless like your wife's abusing the shit out of you or something, which it certainly doesn't sound like is going on here. It sounds more like you just need to grow the fuck up. But again, these are a lot of steps. These are a lot of things. Is it worth, making a marriage turn into hell? No, I think that some of these things, sit down, have the discussion, be honest about what hurts you. See how he reacts. Some guys will go, I didn't realize that. You're right. I do want to fix this because I don't want you to feel that way. Some guys will be like, that's how I am. And vice versa. It can work either way. For men and women where this sort of thing can happen. But you need to be honest if you don't want it to continue, because this seems like a pattern of behavior that probably is what he views as normal and doesn't really see the underlying cancer that this sort of outlook can add to a relationship.
Well, that sounds like also such an old sexist idea that, the guy is going to just smack talk about his wife to the guys or whoever. I just don't think that's a healthy thing to do. Why portray your wife as this horrible creature at home that's trying to destroy you? Why can't she just be like the greatest thing that ever happened to you?
That
you
know? Should be the goal, you know?
Yeah.
And, I don't know. I don't know if it, I mean... It sounds like, these guys are adults. They're mature. That doesn't sound like they're like super young. I think sometimes with age comes that understanding and maturity in both men and women where they're not doing that. But sometimes it doesn't, especially depending on your atmosphere, who you're surrounded by, and what is the norm. A lot of people just like to complain about shit. A lot of women have their groups where all they do is kind of gossip and say this or that. Guys do it too, just kind of in a different way. And it's never healthy, but with maturity comes that realization that going down those roads, never healthy, never good. Didn't work in high school when you gossip about a bunch of people that are close to you. Not going to work in your marriage either if you continue to do that. And if you're, I think sometimes the definition of happiness that we had when we're younger, we realize when we're older, fuck, that really wasn't that happy.
No.
this is happy. This is what it means to like really be in love with somebody and adore them and really have no feeling of any of that. Because I think sometimes we see these things in the people that raise us and we see kind of the snarkiness that goes back and forth, but it's really kind of a discontentment with one another that gets played off as kind of fun. But deep down, there's this sadness. We kind of go into these phases and go, well, that's just life. That's just kind of how it works. That's how it is. It doesn't have to. It really doesn't.
No, it really doesn't. If you take a look at some reruns, like Everybody Loves Raymond, Frank and Marie are an absolute example of constant bitching about each other. They had moments where they would love each other, but it was all this constant, you're this horrible person. And that's not healthy to be around all the time.
No. I mean, do you want to live your life where you're constantly unhappy with the person you're with and you have your little moments of like, they mean well, but are you happy? Are either people happy? And I'm not saying get divorced over something like this, but it's just an introspection that I think everyone needs to kind of go through. Sometimes you're forced to do it through something like divorce or things of that nature. or I don't know, whatever may trigger it. But just having the realization, and sometimes you go, yes, this is what makes me happy. This is the best thing. But a lot of times I think people are just complacent, and it's easier just to sit there and be discontent than try and seek out happiness.
Well, it's an important thing too, to, you know, take the person aside and say, hey, I overheard you talking to your mom.
Yeah.
And, you know, we had sat down and had this discussion about how we were changing our diet a little bit. Mm-hmm. And based on what I heard you talking to your mom about, it sounds like you're upset about this.
Yeah.
You didn't express that to us when we talked about it. So what's going on? Have that open dialogue and be able to talk.
She can't sit there and write into podcasts and blog sites and just complain. She needs to take action if she wants something to happen. Want more of the My Crazy Family podcast? Well, you're in luck. There's plenty of episodes to start binging away on right now for absolutely free. All you have to do is search My Crazy Family wherever you download podcasts or on Apple Podcasts, and find our program and press subscribe. My Crazy Family. Search for it now, press subscribe, and start binging away this instant. My Crazy.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Family.
Here's what happened when one journalist reported on DEI programs.
I decided to just focus on the University of Michigan. I obtained internal documents that showed that the school had spent about $250 million on DEI programs. I spent 2 weeks in Ann Arbor talking to everybody I could find. The unintended consequences of these programs, they had sort of left everybody dissatisfied. And this expensive machinery the school had built just imploded. If you're a journalist, you are not on anyone's team. All you're trying to do is figure out as many of the facts as you can gather. The facts are going to guide you to where the story lands. You're not taking sides. I'm Nick Confessori. I'm an investigations reporter for the New York Times.
Journalists like Nick follow the facts wherever they lead. They go where news breaks, get answers firsthand, and publish what they find. That's fact-based reporting. Seek it out if you don't already.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Enjoy.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, Lady Luck?
Bretzky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just $10.
$10 for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.